the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Active Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
93.7 FM, CJNU. Hey, everybody, it's Frank chatting today with Naomi Lundgren, Senior Resource Coordinator with St. James Assiniboia. And Naomi, welcome back to CJNU.
Thank you, and for having me.
So Senior Resource Coordinator plays a big, big part in social prescribing. It's the new phenomenon that they're coming up with here in the province and worldwide, where doctors are taking more of an active role in prescribing ways for patients who may be socially isolated to get out and get, you know, active with people in that. So as a Senior Resource Coordinator, take us through what would happen if a doctor refers a patient to you.
So then as soon as I get the referral and I call them, and I basically tell them what my role in the community is and what kind of goals and that they may have. And so that we just go from there. And it could be where is my senior center? Where and I need someone to fix my bathroom or transportation options, housing options. And then we go from there. And so, and it could be coming to the center and like having a meeting and then seeing what the center's all about and meeting all the staff, connecting about programs at the center, or they want programs outside. And it could be having a walking group, men's shed, stuff like that, or like pickleball. And pickleball is huge now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is massive. There's no question about that. So, but when you get a referral from a doctor, are you the one who makes the connection and reaches out to whoever he's referred to you? Is that how it's working?
Yes.
Okay. So you get their contact information. You contact them. Have you been doing much of this? Have you been getting referrals from doctors? Has this been?
Yes, I have. And I have seen the positive from this, and I've seen someone who is isolated and that don't know about the senior resource coordinator and shocked to hear about what kind of programs and that are in their area.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from patients when you first connect with them and you say, hi, I'm Naomi and I'm a senior resource. Your doctor, Dr. So-and-so, gave me a call and said I should reach. Is there skepticism on their behalf? What kind of feedback are you getting from them?
And they're a little bit hesitant because they don't know of what my role in the community is. And so then as soon as I say what my role is, and always in that they say, wow, and that you wear many hats. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. And I said that I'm here and to help with anything and that you need. So how can I help?
And then when you've dealt with the patient, for lack of a better term, when you've dealt with the patient, you're constantly, you know, making notes and that. Is there a system where you get back to the doctor then and give him notes and tell him, I've reached out to this individual, this is what we've chatted about, et cetera, so he can update his notes in the office? Is that in place?
And not right now. And I make my own notes. And I have it in a Word doc. And that if I am handing out resources, newsletters and like stuff like that. So,
okay. And as far as your position is concerned as a senior resource coordinator and with the social prescribing, has there been extra training at all that you've had to undergo with social prescribing now that you have doctors reaching out to you within the system in the WRHA?
No, because this is what every senior resource coordinator's job description in the city is.
Okay.
And so this is what that we do minute by minute of our day.
Yeah. And as far as the job itself is concerned, just out of curiosity, is there special training that you need to take before you take on the role of a senior resource coordinator? Or is it just, you know, you're a people person and you kind of grow with the job as you get into it?
And I think of having that connection out in the community and knowing of where the resources are and like programs and that you want to make a difference, because that's what that's all about. And for me, I want to make a difference and I want to help.
Yeah. So you're a proponent then for the social prescribing. You're one who's definitely on board with it.
Definitely. And I see the positive and from this. So, and I've seen that the connections, the improvement of their mental health, physical health, and they once was like isolated, and now that they have a purpose every day.
Perfect. Naomi Lundgren, Senior Resource Coordinator, St. James Assiniboia, want to say thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule and joining us today here on CJNU.
Thank you for having me.
Stay active and stay connected with Insights and Social Connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on Social Connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.